So, Hare Krishna. So today we are going through the verse number 4 of Sri Shishtastakam. We continue our progression through all those verses. Yesterday I do just a few sentences to bring the line again of the first verse, bringing all the beautiful qualities, all the beautiful results of chanting the holy name. Then we come in the second verse when we arrive to this crucial point of Duodevam, crucial point where one feels, I really need to go over this stage of Namaparad. Then there was these different tips of concentration to give up inattention to the holy name. And yesterday we came to the conclusion that we do not, even though we might have techniques, we might have meditation, but still it's very, very difficult to come to that point of giving up offenses. So we came up to the point of being a beggar, of begging the holy name for helping, for appearing in our chanting. And today it's follow very much this line, because the verse of today, it's very much connected to desires, to our desires. In the fourth verse of the Shishtastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling what desire he wants and what desire he don't want. He's saying, I do not want any follower. I do not want wealth. I do not want beautiful woman. I do not want position. The only things I want is devotional service, is unalloyed devotional service to your lotus feet. So this is today's meditation of checking out what is really our desires. I was asking myself today, how much do I pray for bhakti? How much do I desire to being able to serve with love and devotion? How much is that desire alive in me? Sachinandana Swami explained that we have a lot of desires which are on the surface of ourselves, and we have some desires that are very deep inside of us, and those deep desires are coming to three desires, which are to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, or serve Krishna, or be with Krishna. This is the three, we could say, original spiritual desire inside of our hearts. And at the surface, we have so many small desires of having this, having that, maybe having good weather, a certain type of prasadam, or enough rest, or all those small desires that are on the surface of our being. So today's exercise, or today's tuning in our chanting, is try to reach into those deep desires inside of our heart and to connect with them as we are chanting. See, if there is a child which is asking his mother, Mother, I want a car. Mother, now I want a ball. Mother, now I want ice cream. Now I want this, now I want that, now I want this. The mother will not feel so serious. Maybe time to time she will give to the child what he's asking, but she will not take it serious, too serious. But if the child keep on repeating for the same things, I want this, I want this, I want only this, I want nothing else, but I want this, the mother will feel, oh, if I want to please him, I really need to get that for him. So what we want to come, We want to find these deep desires, spiritual desires inside of us, and then we want to increase that. We want to increase the longing and the focus on those desires. And this is something very special. I had one experience in my life when I had really to pray for something very important in my spiritual life. And it was during Nisinga Chaturdasi, and I just started to pray and to keep on praying the same prayer, and really to my heart was becoming alive into the prayer, and suddenly I just started to cry like a child. I just could not chant. I could not do anything that crying, and that was like this desire could intensify to such such a point. Of course, there was a big amount of mercy also into the experience. But then I asked Ravindrasvaru Prabhu, he was there, and I asked him, how do we really increase those spiritual desires? And he said two things. He said, once, the first, it needs to be genuine. You need to find this place inside of you when you realize, I really want this devotion for Krishna. And the second, he said, you need to keep your mind connected to it. That means you need to keep on thinking of it. And then in that way, you just make it condense. So this is our prayer. This is our desire while we chant today this first exercise, to come deep into the spiritual desires inside of us, to please the Lord, to be with Him, to serve Him, and to try to keep on that and increase that desire as we are chanting.